This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is July, what is it today?
26th.
We leave, what day do we leave for Sturgis for the motorcycle rally? The 10th? So, yeah, we're close, man. We're really close. The fart box has been rented. Everything has been set in motion. I'd say it's going to be the biggest rally they've ever seen after 2020. And even though they were open last year, just the people that didn't go, the ones that of all of us have stayed back and are raring, chomping at the bit to get out to the biggest motorcycle rally in the world. And I wish it worked out for Leo to be in the States at the time. Because can you imagine how great Leo would go over at the Full Throttle Saloon?
Everyone would love him because he covers everything.
Oh, everything.
And does it the best.
And the new album, the 34th record, 34 times now, man. And it covers everything from Kiss, Made for Loving You, the disco cover, to Pink's Get the Party Started, Bee Gees, which is incredible. The Weezer cover's great. The Ram Jam cover's great. Black Velvet makes me, every time I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this is really good. Dry spell, Jimmy Rogers on a fake floor up high. Mama's dancing with the baby on the shoulder. The sun is setting like molasses in the sky. If we could sing new hearts and move everything, always wanting more. He lived your life for Black Velvet and that little boy smile. Black with that slow southern style. A new religion that will bring you to your knees. Black Velvet, if you bleed out. Whoa, Black Betty, Pamela. Whoa, Black Betty, Pamela. Black Betty had a child.
Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go Jamaica? Walk the Florida Keys. There's a place called Coconut. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand. Tropical drink, nothing in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of the steel drum band. Down in Coco, over Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Ooh, I wanna take you down in Coco, Mo. We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
Based in Oslo, Norway, our next guest is a musician, producer and owner of Frog Leap Studios who has become an internet sensation for his metal covers of well-known songs. His name is Leo Miracchioli.
Ghostbusters! Is there something strange in your neighborhood? Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! This is Twitter!
And now he's back with a new album of classics, covering everyone from the Bee Gees, Kiss, and the Beach Boys, titled Leo Metal Volume 34. Please welcome, friend of the show, Leo Miracchioli.
Leo Miracchioli, how have you been, my friend?
Hi, Johnny. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Better than last week. I was I was a little under the weather last week, but now I'm back in I'm about 80%, man. I'm just ready for the summertime and get out there and see some live shows.
Yeah, I heard you were not doing so well. Huh?
Yeah.
Good to hear you're back.
Yes, well, good to hear a brand new album from you. 34th album, 34. Who would have believed that on the first record?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. That's a lot of songs and not at least like music videos on top of all those songs. So
yeah.
It's been a ride.
Well, it's been fun. I think people really still love it. Did you feel like people are still as excited on the 34th record as on the second record?
Yeah, it seems so. Like the statistics are
sure.
Are doing great still, and yeah, people seem to really embrace it. So yeah, I'm lucky to be able to sit at home at least for the last year and still be able to function as a musician. It's really good.
Well, the idea that covers, we love covers. Why is it we love them so much? When you hear like a metal version of Black Betty or Fat Bottom Girls or even Our House. Or You Can't Touch Us by MC Hammer. Why do we love it so much?
I think it's catchy songs, and if you get it in, if you rap it in a way that a style of music that you prefer, then maybe people in that genre have more tendency to just embrace it, and it's feel good music. So I think if you don't take it too seriously and just have a good time, it would definitely work, I guess, for people who just enjoy music.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not kidding. I've got every one of your albums on my phone, and then when I go on motorcycle trips or long car trips, I'll just hit shuffle and just roar through them. And you're right. By the end, you're just smiling because you know every word, you know the songs, and somehow the metal gives me the permission to love it as much as I do.
That's great to hear. I get a lot of feedback from people like on road trips and maybe working out and stuff.
It
tends to work well in that setting, I guess.
So if you're just joining the show, Leo had discovered this crazy thing. Like, he'll put together these videos in his house, one a week with one song. You play all the instruments. You shoot all the video yourself. You do all the editing yourself. And there's some pretty amazing videos in there. I mean, there's genuinely good professional technique. I mean, your storytelling and the way you put it together, it's pretty thoughtful. And that's not your background, though, is it?
No, I've always been playing in bands since I was 14, and always had an interest in video and stuff. But making like tour videos for my bands and music videos, but. It wasn't until I started like really going for it on YouTube with these sort of videos that I really got into it. But I guess also after making like 340 videos, then you get a feel for it, I guess. So hopefully they get better as I go. But also I have like a time limit on everything, so I can't like go full blown production or. Yeah, time is
sure,
an issue,
sure.
So I just try to make the best out of the time I got, and sometimes it works better than others, but my main goal is just to get it done and make a finished product all the time, and I guess that's a good thing, because many people, I guess creative people and musicians, have a tendency to maybe just do stuff halfway, especially if you're alone and not finish stuff, but I think it's a good thing to be able to finish stuff and then just move on from that and work from there.
So I was thinking, I couldn't remember. I was trying to remember if you jumped into TV theme songs from the United States. And I was like, man, that's the next logical thing is to crank out like a whole theme album of, you know, you think about Welcome Back Cotter or
Good
the
times.
Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, Different Strokes, Batman Thief, Everywhere You Look. Moving on up, metal version for the Jeffersons would be insane.
Yeah, actually, this week I'm working on the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, sure, absolutely, man. That'd be perfect.
So I've done maybe 10, 15 of those TV themes, but there is channels out there on YouTube also that specialize in those types of videos or covers or whatever, but I try to, like, jump a little back and forth doing, like, TV themes or old songs or new songs. I don't have really a... Yeah, I do whatever I feel like.
Well, that's it. Look, it's worked for you this far. I'd stay with that idea. Like, you know, I want to get you to the States because I think, like, we're getting ready in the next couple of weeks. We'll be in Sturgis, South Dakota, which is the biggest motorcycle rally in the world. And it'll be, you know, around probably 750,000 people over the course of 10 days will be in this town. And, man, they love music like this. And especially when you're in a situation, all these big bars and biker things are going on. You know, you don't have time to play originals. If you're a band that's trying to make it, nobody wants to hear a song they've not heard before. But when you get a guy like you up there doing, who doesn't know Beat It by Michael Jackson or Eye of the Tiger or Billie Jean or, you know, Holla Back Girl, all of these, when you launch into that, these people will lose their goddamn minds, Leo.
I think it would work in that type of setting. And we're just about to start working on getting over to the States as, like, the whole corona thing hit. So I hope now, as it's coming back, that we can continue those plans. Because I'm really, because when I see my statistics on YouTube also, it's like, I think 25% of all my views are from the States. So I'm really curious to get over there and just see how that would work with... Because you're a big country, so it's hard to tell if, like, you're going to draw, like, a big crowd in just one of the towns or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely on my bucket list to get over there.
See, I'm saying open up the Foo Fighters show. Like, imagine how much fun that would be. The Foo crowd is such a fun crowd, and they like everything. Mm-hmm. Imagine you have this as a warm-up band. You get 35 or 45 minutes to open up, get everybody super jacked up on music they already know, having fun, everybody smiling, and they rip into the Foo Fighters, and you've got, man, that's a recipe for a great time.
Yeah, I think so. It would work. Yeah, I think the Foo Fighters also, they have, like, this broad appeal from people into heavy music or even, like, pop music, so they have that kind of crowd, so that definitely worked, I guess.
Well, listen, I always appreciate you taking time to speak with us. If you're just joining the show, Leo Maracchioli. Now, that's a rather intimidating name to spell if you don't know, so you can always look to Frog Leap Studios, and it is incredible. Let me tell you something. Get ready to spend the rest of your day just going through video after video after video, and then tomorrow and the next day. And it's an amazing catalog of fun music that you put together. And there's 34 albums now. And this is his 34th one. And they're fantastic. I can't tell you guys enough. It's not going to change the world. It's not going to change the way you vote. But it will probably put a great big smile on your face.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, man.
That's awesome to hear.
Listen, anytime, man. You're always welcome here. Leo, congratulations on your 34th record.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you when I get over there.
Yes, sir. I'm going to put you back on with Jake. Hold on.
Ghostbusters, is there something strange in your neighborhood? Who you going to call? Ghostbusters.
How does this not work for the food?
Oh, it does.
Think about it. You're not. It's the perfect opening band. Opening band's job is to make the crowd get warm, feel good, and get ready. Build the suspense. Build the excitement.
Getting ready for fun.
Yeah, and this.
That kickstarts it.
Night, we don't want
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.